going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Let's talk about some words and phrases that may have worn out their welcome in 2025. What do we need to get rid of?
How much time you got?
Well, you got some time. You ready?
Let's do this. I hate the combo word wintry mix.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what is that sleet? Is it snow?
It means they're just covering their ass because they don't know. I think. What are some of the other words on there? Vote?
Vote?
If you're a weather person, please call the FOF line and just set everybody straight. I swear you can be anonymous and just let everybody have it. Because the weather people got to be tired of hearing this stuff.
Yeah. Even you, Jack Roper, you're retired now. You can speak your piece finally. And do a magic trick.
Or if somebody might have left the business recently or about to, you know, you can call
before
us
before you go on to work for the school association or a school board.
Or sell houses.
Well, or any of that. Do a shoot interview.
It may not be as easy as well with those well-known phrases that people like because they're going to hold on to them. So let me tell you what's happening is Lake Superior State kicked off their year with their annual words and phrases they'd like to banish from our vocabulary. You ready?
Oh. Can we throw in on ours?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Period is
oh,
one of
gross.
Them. No.
Oh.
What? Like saying it like this, like it's the best show, TV show, period, quote.
Oh, okay, yeah, so goat, take that one out. Actually, not just saying that in reference to this satanic world, but also we got to quit jumping that gun.
Not everybody is.
Of all time. Mm-mm. No, yeah. There can't be. You're a greatest of all times. You're one of a goat. What?
Too many of these athletes are buddies now with each other. There are no true rivalries like there were. They all grew up together playing against each other.
Yeah.
And they're buddies. I don't like it.
All right.
Utilize.
Well, I mean, that's,
we're going to utilize this. Why don't you say just use this, right?
I mean, I would.
It doesn't have to be over.
Word economy is a big thing. But, you know, it's ignored.
You don't have to use 100% anymore.
Sorry,
I agree with
boy.
You 100%.
That's Fat Boy, one of his favorite emojis.
It really is.
100.
Because it's, you 100. Know, it's easy.
I hate the word obsessed because you're not. And if you are obsessed with... Let me think of what I saw recently. I'm obsessed with...
God, it could be anything.
One of those shows. I wanted to say it, and now I can't think. I'm obsessed with this show. Go in there and check with your kids every once in a while. See how your wife or husband's doing.
Pay attention to your family.
Yeah.
Not your TV.
I'm obsessed with... God, what was the show? One of them devil... not devil shows, witch shows or whatever. Black Mirror, not that one. Oh, Squid Game.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
oh,
it
yeah.
was. What is that about?
I just started the second season.
Is it good?
What is it about, though?
I thought it's kind of depressing.
It's a game. You know, you play to win a lot of money. There's one ultimate prize. One person wins, but...
People die.
Yeah, you die. Hmm. You play games that kill
people. So it's like Wheel of Fortune is what you're saying.
I'd say if you're watching the second season, it doesn't really exactly like jump into Games. That from the beginning.
Yeah.
But pretty much. Like, I don't know what that is.
Hunger Games?
Is that like a teenage Squid Games?
Kind of. Well, Hunger Games is better than Squid Games a million times.
Yeah, like I couldn't get
is
into it.
Is it about, like,
surviving.
Winning money or surviving is it just surviving?
For money.
I never watched it either.
I know the character's name Catnip, but other than that, I've never seen it.
Catnip. Catniff. Yep. Katniss. Katniss.
Oh.
Catnips. They have 9 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Now, I don't know this word, so bear with me. Skibbity?
Skibbity. I don't know how you would use it.
It means what cool, bad, dumb, or it can mean nothing. Skibbity. Oh.
Skibbity ass.
Skibbity bobbity boobity bobbity. It's like what David Lee Roth was singing on that one song. I ain't got nobody. What was that called? Gigolo.
Oh, yeah. The
Skibbity moderated.
Dang it. What is it? I saw Michael Bublé singing.
What is it called? Skeeting?
No, nah, it's something gigolo. What is it? I ain't got nobody.
It's called the Gigolo.
Yeah.
No. Just a Gigolo.
Is that it?
Just a gigolo everywhere I go.
Yeah. Got nobody.
That's when Dave changed, man. He turned into like being, related that seed back to, hey, guys. What's up?
Well, that's when he started cutting his hair.
Yep.
And then sorry, not sorry.
I hate to be honest. I hate that. I mean, I'm fine with being honest, but if I'm being honest with you, I hate when people say that. Like,
life goes on.
Were you lying a minute ago?
Yeah.
Well, if you want me to be honest with you. Well, so, I've wanted that all along. Are you just now starting? I hate sus. That's lazy.
That one's overused.
That's sus.
Everybody, yeah.
That peck is going to be hard to do, man.
Bruh. No cap. Sus. Sirm.
Dropped.
Blake's going on, Terry.
Dropped. Try. How's it going?
Oh. Yeah, I use that one still.
Just like the new album just dropped. I can't use that anymore.
No, it's been around forever. Like, that's like a 90s term.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
I used it this morning.
I don't like
about the kids
version.
At the pool.
Era. Like, you know, Taylor Swift is all about
attitude.
Era.
Dude, this ain't good. Michael Bublé sings it much better.
You're crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah, this one.
You don't do the bobbity bibbity bobbity part.
Bobbity bobbity. I'm a gigolo.
Isn't that something from Disney?
The bibbidi, I don't know where it's
what
from.
Is that? There's a ride or something. Bibbidi Bobbidi?
I know the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique where the little girls go to get their hair done.
No. I don't know how you even Google that.
And then cringe is out. I can't say cringe anymore.
Cringe.
Sorry.
What about the word bleach? After today's show, I'm going to say anymore. Cause. I got nobody. Guy's good. Bobbity boobity bobbity.
Yeah, scat. Scat for me, Roth, man.
Oh, yeah, I said skeet. Definitely not. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well,
Skeet already ever thought about changing his name?
It should. I got a buddy named Skeet.
Does really?
Yeah. I wouldn't know what to call him if you changed his name. What's up, Skeet?
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yep. God, he caused so much hell way back in the day.
Hold on, we're getting to the bibbidi bobbidi part.
I'm going to let you get to it.
So good.
Got nobody.
We need more songs with horns in them. I'm for real. They add so much.
I like David Lee. Are you planning on taking a trip anytime soon? Flying somewhere?
That depends where I'm going.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Do I want to go to Disney World? Do I want to go on a Carnival cruise or Royal Caribbean cruise?
Do you?
I wish I knew somebody who could book it.
I'm sure you do.
Your wife?
I do. Yeah, she would. She would book it. She's a wonder maker.
She'd get it away from you.
She would book it.
get you away from her.
Send you away.
Anita in Wonderland. Look it up on Instagram. Book your trip today.
Is that the... Oh, that's a great name.
I'm telling you, man. A lot of people want to go places now.
Bob, it
surprised me. People, look, this whole experience thing is becoming more of a big deal. People want, they don't want to give gifts. Talk about even for birthdays, like not really Christmas.
Uh-huh.
They want to give somebody trips.
I would love a trip for my birthday.
Somebody just summoned a demon or something just then.
Oh, my God.
But he said,
he should have been the genie in Aladdin, David Lee Roth.
Oh, my God.
Dad, what you want to wish for?
I think Sinbad did a better job.
I really did.
Well, if you're going to travel somewhere, I have something to tell you. Things that can be flagged by the TSA. So if you're airport security, you're an expert, listed some of the weird things that can get you flagged. So here we go.
Offsides.
Rudy was offsides.
He was offsides.
Don't be mean. Arguing or being aggressive is a surefire way to get some extra attention, and they might search you just to punish you for being a jerk. So stay calm and just get through the line. Shut your mouth.
You better watch that movie, Carry On.
Oh, such a good movie. I thought about watching it again just because it's so good.
What happens in that movie?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
It's got hijinks ensue.
One of the greatest actors of our time, though, Jason Bateman's in it. And he is going to be looked at. Look, me. I'm doing the goat.
Yeah.
He's one of those actors that once he's gone, we will say, holy freaking crap, Jason Bateman. You were awesome.
And you do comedy and drama.
All of it. Was he Kurt or Nick?
Might have been Dale.
Was he Dale? Okay, I can't remember.
I can't remember. It was Nick, Kurt, or Dale.
I'll look up on their website and see.
That's what you're saying. Great.
And this is shocking to me that this might get you flagged. Using way too much cologne or perfume.
Oh, yeah. What are you trying to hide? They also say from that show I watched, To Catch a Smuggler, if your feet hurt, go sit down or take your shoes off. Because if you walk like your feet hurt, they think you got stuff in your shoes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's smart.
Yep.
And that opens the door for a full cavity search.
It does.
The only time I've ever had that happen is I dressed up on a plane and I had to wait in an airport and I was wearing high heel shoes. They were new and they hurt my feet.
Did you take them off?
No, that's the only thing I had. I flew from San Francisco to LA and I hurt.
Take those shoes off, girl.
Girl! What is the airport like in San Francisco?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I heard it was real nice.
Yeah, I did too.
Nice. Being extra chatty with people could get you patted down.
Yeah.
Because they might think you're trying to distract them.
Don't look at them and then look away real fast either is another big rule.
Yeah.
For real. Like, just look straight ahead.
Does everybody have to walk through the machine?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay.
No, one I watch is based on New Zealand only. There's like five different versions of it. But it tapes. I don't even know what channel it's on.
I gotta walk through the machine, Mike. You gonna see my nits?
They won't let new food come into their country. Like if you brought an apple from America,
they're real restrictive, New Zealand.
But look at their disease. I mean, they've got it pretty good as far as their health and crap.
Even
if
after
you're
COVID,
through, what are you gonna say to
can't
them?
Can't find drugs for Dick over there, but. Yeah,
I'm sure you can
Dick's
work it
a
out.
Big druggie.
You can
asking him, do you like what you see when I walk through the scanner, baby?
Right. I'm sucking in my gut walking through the scanner.
You see the underwire in my
sir,
bra?
Sir, looks like I have to go to the bathroom.
Is that a fake hip or are you just happy to see it, sir?
When's the last time you went to the can, buddy?
Guy's got a getter in his pocket. I see it.
Not making eye contact could be suspicious.
Sus.
Yeah,
sus.
I'm a sus.
Sussy.
It's another sign that you're nervous and you have something to hide. And then yawning a lot, it means that when people are stressed, they tend to want more oxygen.
And I'm tweaking when I rub my beard constantly. Like, I mean, I saw a video that I was at a child's party, and I just see myself in the background of the video, and I'm just...
What?
I'm shut up, you're weird. And I'm just kind of stroking my beard, and it was more or less like I'm looking at the clock like I want to leave, but it's also like I look like I'm tweaking right now, but I wasn't, clearly.
Maybe it's like a mild tweak, like a caffeine issue, maybe.
Yeah.
And lastly, being dressed wrong for the weather. Like, don't wear too many layers in the summer, because that could definitely get you flagged, like you've got some kind of stuff shoved in your pants or something, trying to hide it. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
My butt's asleep. Oh, did you have a long flight? No, I'm a cocaine mule.
Don't wake it up.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're still going to get to people that were born on the 14th of January. That's called Happy Birthday. Oh, wow. Where's the enthusiasm?
Wow.
Y'all, usually I bring up sucking it, and y'all are like both wanting to scream it.
I just realized the name you just mentioned has a birthday today.
Oh.
Who did I mention?
One of the greatest actors of our time.
Jason Bateman?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he is.
Don't you cheat.
I won't. Never. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, I don't know what this guy's wanting to talk about, but Fatboy, you popped for whatever it was he said off the air, so it must have been a...
Yeah, it's interesting. If it's what he says is true, I'm going to hold him to it.
Is he talking about the country or the former professional wrestler?
Oh, my goodness. We'll find out.
Christopher was stuck in China for 5 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Batman.
Hey, Christopher. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir. That's
Can
fine.
I call you Topher?
Oof. Either or, it doesn't matter.
You know, there's that guy Topher Grace, and that's what it's short for. It's Christopher.
Some of my friends call me Blue because I wear a ridiculous amount of it.
Blue?
But yeah, actually, I spent the last six years. Well, since 2019, I've been back about 6 months.
God,
got stuck in China, man.
What meaning? Were you in the military?
No, actually, I worked for the Navy many, many moons ago, but I was in Italy during that time. That was in, like, 2005.
Oh, wow.
But in 2019, I finished a contract down in, Charleston for Boeing.
Uh-huh.
And I had some money, and I was like, you know what? I always wanted to see the Great Wall and stuff, and I contacted a friend, and he's like, yeah, you have a college degree in electronic engineering, you can come teach English, science, and math and get paid and then move from city to city. Well, okay. I get there, and about 6 months in, COVID happened. I was there day one.
Were you close to where it happened, like Wuhan?
Oh, gosh.
No, I was in the Guangdong province.
Okay.
But as soon as it happened, the entire country... Well, I guess what people don't understand, yes, it's a communist country, but it's like communist light.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
That's a good question.
What do you mean? Communist light?
It's communist light because it's, they lean heavily towards capitalism and towards American-style capitalism.
Okay.
With their communist stuff, so
okay.
It's not a give and take on that.
Now, let me ask you this real quick, though: is it? It's not a stretch to believe. I'm not going to ask that. All right, go ahead. Did you know anybody? Did you know anybody that worked for Nike over there?
Ooh.
I met all kinds of like things like that. Yes.
Okay, and is it true like they live there too? And they
it's the land of knockoffs, man. I can promise you that.
Oh, interesting.
Like I've seen like actual Gucci stuff made there, and then I've seen their knockoffs that look almost as good, but they change like a letter.
Fucci.
Like they have. Oh yeah, Gucci.
Hey, he gave us COVID. Fucci did.
Now we've heard tales of dogs. Are there dogs like available to eat?
Oh, stop.
We've heard that. For real.
In the rural areas, I hate that word, rural.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It is.
Rural.
But in the rural areas, yes.
Rural. Who's the
English teacher?
The rural. Yeah, you're an English teacher. Listen at you. Rural juror. Say a rural juror.
Rural juror.
And first of all, I'm an electronics engineer. I was teaching English science and math.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
That's too much.
Still a teacher, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
still a teacher. Rural is hard.
You're stuck over there during COVID, right when it started. And
yes, sir.
What's the what was their reason?
They locked us in our apartments. They put cameras in front of everybody's apartment door.
What?
So as soon as
they make them there, that's easy.
Yeah.
But as soon as
you left, I saw a dude leave, and then like a red van rolled up, and like the medical Gestapo snatches you up and put you in a van, and then I never saw the guy come back. So I was like, all right, I'll just stay in my apartment.
But they had the dogs patrolling the streets, right? The robot dogs.
No, it got really bare. I remember I was sitting on my balcony teaching across to another balcony. Some kids, I had flashcards.
Oh, my
And their
God.
Mom would, like, tie a bag of like dumplings to a really long like mop and like hand me over food.
Wow.
Once a week the government would drop off like a bunch of like a bag of rice, a bag of noodles, and questionably ripe vegetables. I mean, they took a hit before they got there.
Yeah.
You know.
So you didn't try to reach out to like, you know, embassy or anything like that?
I did, but there was nobody at the embassy.
Oh, God.
So what, family here, like nobody like raised a ruck? Like how did you ultimately get out?
Well, after 2 years of being like 2.5 years, like you guys had it easy, man. I remember watching videos of you guys here in America, and I was like, man, these guys are just going outside. they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. And I'm like, man, that must be nice.
Did you have a girlfriend there?
I had a girlfriend there. Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Yeah. You know what? If I put it this way, to think about it, I like yes.
Yeah.
I do miss her. I miss part of that life because, like, I had no choice, you know?
True.
And then being stuck there, you build up a debt that they will not let. They hold your passport until you pay back your debt.
Oh, God.
What?
All of that.
You know what? I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, actually, now that I think about it. Because we get all these MFs over here like, running in and out of the country with like, over there, them in New Zealand, they got it figured out.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can promise you this. I've been to like so many different countries, but that was the one time in my life that I literally was like, oh my God, I love my country so much more than I ever have ever. You could, like, I almost cry about it. I remember when I landed in LAX.
Yeah.
I only had enough money to make it back to LA. Not even, and I didn't even know my mom was living up here in Greenville.
Wow.
And
so you went
I didn't
home.
Even know she got,
oh, my God. You get back from China, you
home,
fly into LAX,
there.
And they move to, see, there was a mass exodus. Everybody in California in the know left. And
well, first of all, I'm not from California, but.
Well, pardon me.
I'm originally from the Chickasaw Reservation in Oklahoma.
Hey.
But I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, but mostly Charleston.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
God, you could have taught a bunch of stuff, man. You could have taught, you know, Native
but
American
I
history.
I promise you guys this, dude. You got, like, when I come walking through LAX when I first got back to America, and there's this huge American flag.
What?
I got like a little like I got like.
Did you get teary
eyed?
Oh, he said flag.
I got teary eyed, and then there was this huge line to get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like 200 people back of the line.
You're like, oh, you know, God, like I'm going to find all these fake Nikes I brought back with me.
This lady walked up and she goes, hey, is there any American citizens in this line? And I like, my hand never got any higher than it has ever been.
That's awesome.
You're like Statue of Liberty holding up the torch.
Hell yeah.
What if he had like a Chinese, like a bowl haircut, you know, and you're like, he'd been there so long it stuck.
Like, yeah. They're like, did you start bowing to people rather than shaking hands? Or no, I'm messing with you. Hey, welcome back.
I basically what I did, I raised my hand and they took me to customs and this the police officer looked at my passport and he goes, welcome back, Christopher. And that's when I started crying.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's
great. That's great.
I got to cut you off because we don't have all day, but that really was a good story.
We really did. If we were in China, we'd have like 12 more hours of show to do.
I mean, they already asked you to cover too much. You got to teach three subjects.
That's true.
To Chinese kids who probably just, you know, spitballing you, lollygagging, not caring.
Any American ever karate chop you when they'd get past, you know, they didn't pass a class or something? All right, I'm being generalizing right now. Thank you, sir. God bless America. Thank you.
Ni hao mo.
All right. This text right here, and it's really true. Y'all get giddy when you get to talk to people from other countries. You have so many questions, really. I mean, it's because, you know, you don't, not that you don't trust the stuff you read on the internet, but again, I almost said this during his call. I hearken back to when we or whoever went to war over in Ukraine, and we're watching the news and they're talking about the country's been shaken to their core, and we go on the Snapchat map.
Oh yeah,
and there's people in the Ukraine at nightclubs, disco, and this stuff. While you know, I'm not saying it, but it's a country. Like, so if West Coast is on fire right now, we're not suffering over here. We're going to be discoing.
It was odd. If Canada tried to take over Seattle, and then we're just down here living a normal life, but there's like a war going on there,
right? Like a real war.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, they're going to be the 51st state, I understand. That's what I've read.
Well, look, who's in the running for the... Look, there's four territories in the running for two spots. Yeah. Puerto Rico, D.C., Canada.
Greenland. Soon to be called Trumpland.
Can't buy it. Oh, I'm going to try it.
It's got a
Trumpland.
It rolls right. Trumpland.
He's got fragrances now. I saw that over the weekend. There's Trump watches. There's Trump fragrances.
Bibles, guns, knives, and tennis shoes.
See, they buy it up.
Donald's secret. Briefs for men.
Do you like underwear? Do you have big nuts? You don't know where to put them. We've got the big
biggest
pockets.
Balls in the room.
Oh my
big
God.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Very big.
P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys Morning Show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios here. Great. You see your text, Fat Boy.
Oh, I got to look.
Oh, my God. I was right about what I said about our group text.
I should have known.
It's time. Hey, we have a group text with us, me, Fat Boy, Rob Inario, and Jeremy Clements. And Jug is usually very active in it. And it's like, a text in the group. I said, I feel like Jug's on a cruise right now with his limited communication availability. And then he says, yes, I am. I'm not going to say where he's at. No cruise, but I got here last Thursday and I'm staying till this date. Look at it. It's beautiful.
God.
My God. I should have stuck with NASCAR driving.
You know, he starts back in that car mid to late February. So might as well work it in, Jug.
Might as well get it in. All right. It's time to say happy birthday.
Suck it.
All right.
Yeah, I was waiting on her.
I ain't gonna talk you into sucking it. You do it if you want to.
The way she's been today, I thought she'd jump at the chance.
I know. Over here talking about FUPAs and whatnot.
This gentleman has a birthday today. Though, who I've heard through a very good source of mine, is a great guy. My buddy Mike is buddies with Rami from Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah?
So he's hung out with Dave Grohl a couple times. It's Dave's birthday today.
Well, he's lucky to be alive.
Two-time Hall of Famer. I believe he's two-time. Foo Fighters and Nirvana.
Foo Fighters are in the Hall of Fame already?
Are they? I think so.
Oh, wow.
Paige may have to check that for us. It's been 25 years since The Color and the Shape. Was that the first one? I think that was their first CD.
I don't remember.
Ain't finna gonna be your monkey ring.
Spoiler alert, I'm going to say he can suck it. And I have reasons. You can ask me off there. Can't say it on there. They wouldn't let us play their music anymore.
I thought you'd say that.
57?
He is 56 years old. You're so close. We just mentioned this gentleman earlier. Goes by the name Marty Bird.
Oh, yeah. Freaking Jason Bateman.
He also did a show called the Chicago Sons or Sons of Wrigley back in the day. It was he and it didn't last long. David Krumholtz. It was really good. He was like, on the CW when it, or WB when it came out.
He was also Ricky Schroeder's best friend on Silver Spoons. That's where I first.
He'd been doing it forever since he was a kid. Justine, his sister.
Carrie On is on. Oh, yeah. She was the sister on Family Ties. Carrie On is on. Someone asked. Carrie On's on Netflix, right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's good. Worth it.
I highly recommend you watch the movie. It's fantastic.
If you're at work, like, carve out a couple hours to watch it.
Yeah. It's just.
You ain't got nothing going on.
Say you got a Zoom call or something for 2 hours. Jason Bateman, how old is he? That's the question. 55. 54.
56. Paige nailed it. He's also 56 years old today. We talked about the GOAT earlier. We don't really want to use it. Some people consider him the GOAT. Some people don't.
Paul Anka.
Oh, no. If it wasn't for the Beastie Boys, you never would have heard of LL Cool J.
True. Well, ultimately, Rick Rubin.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they're
The face that brought him.
That whole Def Jam crew, man, it was out of his dorm room.
Yeah.
That's where he started it.
What if we find out that wasn't really the truth? Like, he was really, like, a Silver Spoon kid, you know.
I don't know much about Rick as far as, like, before Def Jam.
I know he's got, like, He does a podcast in a bored out Winnebago.
That's awesome.
Oh, it looks, yeah. It's like, man, I'd love to do that.
All white all the time, his house, his clothes.
I'm going to go 56 again.
I say 58.
I tell you, he don't look like it. Because black don't crack.
No.
LL Cool J is 57 years old.
He might be the oldest man with dimples still.
Really?
Because eventually the dimples will just, they'll go away.
And he's still on TV with NCSI, whatever they call it.
That's a good show.
One of those cop shows.
IS.
Is that it?
I think it's
NCIS.
Oh, okay.
NCISSIPPS is the one I watch.
WXYZ.
It's on Disney Plus Minus.
Notice I'm not playing any Ozzy. I'm playing some BLS.
And Zach.
It is Zach's birthday.
The Wild Man.
2K.
Metal Messiah.
Don't call me CK. I'm 2K Zach. And it ain't Wildy. I've heard people say Wildy.
What a, like, he's probably like, I've never met him, but I bet he's like a cool dude, but God, how intimidating.
Yeah, he looks
very
like
intimidating.
Like he'd just run you over.
So I'm going to be careful with how I guess his age. I'm going to go 58.
59.
He is exactly 58 years old. You nailed it.
Got it.
We got a cat. It's a famous cat's birthday.
Morris.
Ernest Miller.
Oh.
Morris. Morris, was he the Nine Lives cat?
Yeah, it was the meow, 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 meow.
Oh, yeah.
Was
he a yellow cat?
Meow, 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 meow. I want meow, meow.
Well, tabby cat.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's, I want chicken, I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
Oh.
Was that Morris or was that Baxter? I can't remember.
I don't know. Who's Baxter?
No, that's Bacon Strips, the bacon dog. Morris was the cat.
Bacon, yes. And then bacon. The other one was, which one had the little tiny stagecoach? It was a dog food. Chuck Wagon.
Yes.
Oh,
Rip Spuds McKenzie.
Yes.
Ernest the Cat Miller.
Ernest the Cat Miller. The karate instructor himself.
61 for Ernie. This famous director brought you movies like Traffic, all the Ocean's movies, and Magic Mike. Steven Soderbergh. Aaron Brockovich, too. He's a great director.
Oh, he made
director.
A sequel.
Yeah.
I will say.
Oscar-winning director.
I know the name. I know all those movies. Do you know what the person looks like, though?
Yeah, bald guy, glasses. Remember Jules Zasner? He married her.
Oh, yes.
Back on the E! Show.
Eater. Oh, man. She was gorgeous. That's what happens. These guys marry these women and just hide them away for years.
Yeah, she ain't got
I'll
work.
Go whatever Paige says, unless it's a stupid answer.
70?
62 years old for Soderbergh. I don't want to do this one because I'm not a big fan, but I'll give you a hint.
Ho! You're not a big fan of freaking Jim Duggan?
Not really.
Wow.
I feel like, look, I'm the same way with Samoa Joe. I feel like the towel is the star of the show. If Duggan didn't have the flag and the board, he wouldn't be over.
Well, he still had the cross eyes in the film and the hand on the... Plus, he's been on the show. He was... Right? Has he been on the show?
Oh, yeah, a bunch.
Okay.
Lives in Lugolf.
Yeah.
Not Elgin. Lugolf.
No. Known for their great high school football teams.
Oh, yeah.
No one goes to college, though. I'll say 74?
73.
71 for Hacksaw. Faye Dunaway. She's got a birthday today.
She's pretty.
She's alive?
Oh, yeah. She was in Chinatown.
Oh, I'm thinking of No More Wire Hangers Lady.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Can't think of her real name.
She also read the wrong Best Picture winner at the 2017 Oscars.
Straight up 70.
Ooh, 72.
Ooh, you got to go up a little bit more. 84.
Great daddy.
Happy heavenly birthday to a guy we mentioned in our In Memoriam for 2024. Would have been 77 years old today. Apollo Creed himself, Carl Weathers.
Oh, man.
Chubbs Peterson.
Oh.
I don't know if they got him and Happy Gilmore 2 in time. I don't think they did.
No. Yeah, Lee Trevino's in it. A couple of wrestlers, too.
Christopher McDonald's in it. Shooter McGavin's back.
No.
Travis Kelce's in it, I saw.
Yeah.
Bunch
I
want
to say the wrestlers were... Now I can't remember. I literally just saw that the other day. Oh, MJF's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an Adams. I remember that. Sandler.
So Margaret Qualley said she was in it.
Yeah.
A bunch of people. They wanted to be in it. Like, a lot of celebrities wanted to be in Happy Gilmore, too.
That's wild.
It's straight to Netflix, too, I saw.
Well, that's he sort of sold to them.
He really does.
He did.
I still haven't seen Hubie Halloween.
Don't.
They're going to pull it. They're going to take it off the service.
Hubie Brooks, the baseball player, hates it. Simply the fact that...
Hubie Brown like it?
There's so many Hubies.
It's like, really are.
The name Mookie. It's amazing how many Mookies there's been.
Laylock, Betts.
Wilson.
Mookie Wilson? God. Moogie. I'd like to say this. Thank you for listening to today's show. It is not a program. It is a show. We do not program
you. That is a good one, too.
It was.
I'll put it up against any other one.
I mean.
We've done.
Right? Well.
It's been good.
Yeah. We'll put it up against any of our shows that have been good.
Yeah.
It's kind of open-ended.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. We will... That podcast available right now. You can text podcast to 7... You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093. That's right. Text and call, same number. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. 1-800-774-0093. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. We're on Google, GOOGLE. I keep doing that. I'm going to spell one wrong and seem like a dummy. So we're on all those. Go get it. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, brand new Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery tomorrow with a special guest. A woman, I don't want to say too much because we'll keep her anonymity. A woman that had a medical situation who then either had a real lucid dream or was actually abducted by aliens and now is cured.
Wow.
Going to be on the show tomorrow.
What?
I don't want to say the disease or her name unless she wants to say that because I don't want to be breaking her HIPAA.
I want to know if she was cured.
She's cured from it.
Ooh.
Yes. But was it a dream or was she abducted? So that's going to be a barn burner tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.